The GIS software's capability now allows you to visualize that not only in two dimensions, right, where an earthquake occurred, where its epicenter was, but in four dimensions, so you can see it at depth.
Maps are one of the internet's killer apps. This is Future Lab, the online radio show of Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. Maps have flourished on the web in everything from browsers to mashups to mobile devices, and they're only going to get better. For most tech-savvy people, the days of wrestling with a map in the wind or asking a stranger for directions are long gone. Most of us have come to rely on technologies like GPS or Google Earth in our vehicles and mobile devices, but they're sometimes not as accurate as we'd like them to be. A new generation of graphics processors may soon enable maps to tell us a lot more about where we're going. Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Online mapping technologies have made it possible to cruise the world from your desktop. But did you ever zoom in to look for your favorite new cafe, only to find a picture of an empty parking lot? Or sometimes find a photo of a freeway overpass that you know was torn down a year ago? Well, that's because online maps don't get updated very often, at least not for civilian uses.
The biggest problem with providing an updated quote-unquote map is you either have to send an airplane overhead or a satellite overhead and re-image the area.
Benjamin Sleeter is a research geographer with the United States Geological Society, which supplies a lot of the satellite images that are used by commercial mapping companies.
With very high-resolution sensors, like Google Earth, at a zoomed way in, it's just impractical to update very often. It's very expensive. The satellites used at that scale, very high resolution, we don't have the capability to repeat our coverage.
The USGS has been creating topographical maps of North America since the late 1800s. One of its main roles is to keep track of natural resources in the 50 states and the natural hazards that threaten them. It gathers geographical information from multiple sources every day, but it's probably best known for tracking earthquakes around the world. Sleeter's specialty is using satellite remote sensing to track land cover changes over time. He unrolls a giant poster, a photo taken from space of Japan's coastline, one day after the great earthquake and tsunami.
It's a little hard to see, and you'll see lots of clouds. They're in this white and kind of pink hue here. And then the ocean's in black. Okay, and then the green is forested areas. And then here's the coastline. This is Sendai right here. You can kind of see the urban area there. And then all this dark area all through here was the area that was inundated in the tsunami. So it's about 4 miles right there.
These images of Sendai Province came from the Landsat Satellite 7. One of the satellites that have been transmitting data back to Earth continually since 1972. Two of these satellites leapfrogging over each other can collect a full set of Earth images every 8 days.
And so again, this is something that was taken the day after, by chance, that the satellite happened to fly over at that particular time, but we were able to quickly get a picture of some of the area that was impacted. So this has applications for all kinds of natural hazards.
Having extremely accurate and up-to-date maps of the Earth's surface is crucial for a wide range of business and government entities. Computer software known as Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, captures, manages, and analyzes huge amounts of data to create multidimensional interactive maps.
The work I've done is animating earthquakes, for example. So you look at a record of earthquakes, say, over 30 or 40 years. And the GIS software's capability now allows you to visualize that not only in two dimensions, right, where an earthquake occurred, where its epicenter was, but in four dimensions. So you can see it at depth. That's the third dimension. And then you can animate that over time. So you get the fourth dimension.
One of the main challenges in rendering planetary-scale objects is the geometric complexity. Mapping programs have to translate enormous amounts of math about the Earth's surface into a visual image. That usually requires separate high-end graphics hardware. But new processor technology could change all that soon. Intel Labs recently created an application called Planet Viewer to show how its second-generation processors can render highly realistic views of the Earth's features. Technical marketing engineer Divya Kolar compares two computer images of the same location that are divided into upper and lower quadrants. Yes.
So this has four squares in it, right? So the left side image on the top is nothing but an image of Mount Everest and how it would look on Google Earth. And the image right below it is nothing but the geometry which is involved in rendering this Earth in the background. And the image on the right side top corner is the same image of Mount Everest. And you can see in this top picture in the bottom that it is doing much more geometry in order to get the realistic views, which involves all the curves and, you know, the exact like 3D effect rather than just straight lines, which would otherwise not be possible without a discrete graphics card.
Senior research scientist Wei Sun pushes a mouse to navigate through a mountainous scene, much like zooming in on Google Maps. She describes how the graphics emulate what the viewer would be able to see if they were actually on the mountain.
Here's showing, actually, we're doing dynamic tessellation according to the viewer's point perspective, so that when the scenery is close to you, we actually add more resolution, more detail, and then the scenery is far away from you, we don't need high resolution. So then this is a way to manage the complexity of the geometry.
Wei peels back the top layer of the landscape to reveal millions of polygons that make up the crevices and jutting features of the landscape. Instead of using satellite pictures, Planet Viewer generates these topographical features from mathematical data supplied by NASA. The Planet Viewer program literally builds the mountains from the ground up.
In the graphics, we use something called displacement mapping, so that it's, you can imagine, basically I'm displacing the points on the ideal sphere according to the height. So that's how you get the landscape. And then once you get the geometry of the landscape, then we do a lighting and shading to add the lighting shading effect. So here what I want to show you is we have simple directional lighting, and then this is adding the shadow, so give you a more realistic look of the landscape. And then because the shadow area, a lot of details are missing, we use screen space ambient occlusion to add the details.
Unlike existing online maps, where every place you visit on Earth is always sunny, the technology behind Planet Viewer allows mapping software to simulate the landscape at different times of the day and in different seasons.
This could be very useful. For example, if you want to use this as a map for hiking, or you want to teach geography to students, this is actually a very vivid way to show people how the sunlight change direction so that they change the color and then they interact with the landscape. Imagine if you're hiking at the landscape, knowing the time of the day, you might know, okay, so how the shadow should look like. That actually can help you navigate. So there are a lot of visual cues you can add.
Those additional features could enable users to model different scenarios such as droughts, fires, or flooding. It could help military personnel or emergency responders assess unfamiliar terrain, or it could just let you see what your neighborhood would look like covered in snow. While Planet Viewer isn't slated for the marketplace anytime soon, its designers hope that developers will use the platform to push mapping technologies to the next level. For Future Lab, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
This has been Future Lab, the online radio series of Intel Labs. For a look at the Planet Viewer image and the interviewees in this story, you can go to Flickr. Use the search terms Future Lab and Planet Viewer. Other Future Lab episodes are available at iTunes and at connectedsocialmedia.com. On the web, Intel Labs is at intel.com/research.